Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
My next guest, I've no idea if she has enough time for sea swimming. She's described her new role as a stay-at-home mom as the hardest job she has ever done. Lisa Nolan is joining me now to chat about a piece she's written for Image.ie. Hello, Lisa. You're very welcome to the show today. Tell us a little bit about why you decided to become a stay-at-home parent.
Thanks for having me, Sinead. I suppose it's probably pandemic related in some ways. I am a mum of four. I tried to go back to work in August last year after having twins. So I went back on a part-time basis, and my husband, obviously, like everyone else, is working from home as well. So as a family, we were trying to manage the both of us working from home, kids, homeschooling. So we decided to give it a shot the best way we could, because there wasn't really available kind of childcare that we could avail of. So it just didn't work. We were both completely burnt out. We were spending our days, you know, trying to work around each other's Zoom calls and work commitments. And to be honest, we were just completely burnt out, and it got to the stage where we felt like it wasn't working for anyone. And I think I felt myself like trying to do everything meant I wasn't getting anything done or anything done in a meaningful way. So, yeah, I just found it incredibly difficult.
You're describing, I suppose, the life of very, very many households around the country for the last year and a bit. And it has been terribly difficult. Four children is a lot. Now, if you said you'd just had twins, so give us the ages of your own kids, Lisa.
Okay, so I have a 9-year-old boy, a 4-year-old girl, and I have 18-month-old twin girl.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, that was always going to be difficult, whether or not you had an outside job. What did you do work-wise, working outside the home prior to this decision? What kind of job did you have?
So I worked in marketing for an investment company.
Right. So busy.
Yeah, a busy role, but a role I very much enjoyed, and a role I suppose that, you know, I've worked hard to get to, and, you know, I loved my job, and it was a very big part of me, which is something that, you know, I did kind of want to bring out in the article that I wrote, that, you know, it isn't as simple as, you know, you just give up your job to be a stay-at-home mum. Of course, we all love spending time with our kids, but you know, our roles as working mums mean a lot as well. And a lot of us have worked very hard to get those roles. You can feel completely conflicted. I felt very sad. You know, I felt like I was letting part of me go and giving up that role.
I read in the article, Lisa, that one of the most striking lines for me was your anxiety around that. So anxious about what was to come and what you were leaving behind. But this idea that the fear came from becoming insignificant. Do you think that being a stay-at-home parent is an insignificant role?
I absolutely don't. Obviously, being one now, I understand how difficult it is, but that's the all you kind of dedicate your life to. It's not a role like a 9-to-5 role like everyone else does. It's 24 hours and you're not getting time away from that. So it's, as I said in the article, it's the toughest role I've ever done because, you know, there's no getting away from it. I don't think it's insignificant, but I do think that it is looked on as, you know, less of a role than other people may have. And, you know, people often said to me when I was having the twins, like, you'll just have to give that up now, you know, and be a stay-at-home mum. And that's you now. And it kind of felt like people do belittle it, whereas they absolutely shouldn't. And I think if the pandemic has done anything positive for anything, is that it's shone a light on the fact that being a stay-at-home parent is tough. And, you know, it isn't simple, you're everything to those kids, and your role is very vast.
Indeed. Did you feel that there were some people maybe who expressed the opinion that that maybe you were giving something up rather than embracing something new? Was it a sense that maybe a pressure? Do you think that women are supposed to be able to do it all now? I mean, you know, we see kind of celebrities and we see power people, you know, yeah, I've had kids. I went back to work after a couple of hours. I'm running this. I'm doing this. I have my hobbies. Do you feel that maybe that sense that, okay, if I cannot do it all or choose not to do it all, that somehow that's that makes you a lesser person?
I think it can be looked on like that. But again, I suppose it depends how you approach it. And I think that the way that a lot of us live our lives now, there's a lot of pressure in terms of like social media and, you know, people who perhaps can do it all. But I think the thing that we need to remember is a lot of those people may have a lot more kind of help or, at their disposal, or they may have the financial means to, you know, give them that give them the choice. Yeah. But some people don't have the choice. And for me, I don't have necessarily parental support around, so I don't necessarily have like help at hand. And a lot of people would find themselves in that position as well. So I think it's not black and white. Everyone's situation is different. And it's just, I suppose I just wanted to show how much of a minefield it is to make that decision.
It is. And I'm hearing from your voice, actually, even, that you're still struggling with some of this. Would that be fair?
I mean, it isn't an easy decision to make. You do feel like you're kind of giving up parts what you've worked hard for. And I mean, I am happy with my decision now because I see the fact that the household is happier. I don't think it'll be the end of my working life. I think that I will go back to it at some stage. But I think that, you know, I think that the pandemic as well, and not to bring it up constantly, but I'm hoping that companies may, you know, look favourably on parents now and, you know, give that more flexible working arrangement. And I think that it's going to change things. And even like a couple of weeks ago, I saw that on LinkedIn, they've now added the role of stay-at-home parent as one of the roles, which wasn't on there before, which I think is great because when I did give up and it was my last day, I remember looking at my LinkedIn profile and it showed my career. And, you know, I was kind of like, well, what do I do with that now? Do I just have to delete that? But now it's great because I have the option to go in and add stay-at-home parent. And, you know, it's not completely erased. You know, it's not gone. It's still part of who I am. And it might be something that I'll go back to one day.
OK, I'm speaking with Lisa Nolan, who's a blogger who has made the choice to become a stay-at-home mom here on Lunchtime Live. And if you're somebody who thinks similarly or indeed doesn't, do give us a call, get in touch with us on 1890-453-106 and tell us your experience. Lisa, you're still very new to this decision and all of that it entails. I'm interested that you're kind of leaving the door open to go back to work. Do you think there's an optimum time that children need a parent at home? And will that will their age influence your decision about when you might go back into the job market?
Well, like, I suppose it kind of will. I've kind of looked on it as, you know, maybe when they're all in school, it might be a good time because, you know, I'll feel a bit more freed up in terms of what I'm doing. But again, it depends on the role. It depends on the right role. I don't think that a 9-to-5 role would necessarily suit me. And like I said, I'm hoping that a lot of companies and employers now will move towards that more flexible working arrangement. People have been working from home and, you know, I think that a lot of companies are now looking to give up office space and things like that. So I think that times will change and it just depends if something was right for me, because it has to work for everyone. And I think that I realise that if it doesn't work, then no one's winning.
Well, that's true. And I mean, there's partners in this whole thing, whether it is partners to get a business successful and up and running, partners to make sure that our future baby taxpayers grow up healthy and well-rounded people. And we're all kind of, as they say, in this together. But you're right about the companies now, because it seems to me that there were an awful lot of companies before the pandemic who deeply mistrusted their workers. There's no way you could work from home. We wouldn't be able to trust you. We wouldn't be able to supervise you. We wouldn't know if you could do how would we know that you weren't out for a walk? But in reality, of course, all those companies have pivoted, to use that dreadful term. And so you would believe, maybe a bit like Bank of Ireland's announcement this morning in the paper, that they're now going to embrace this kind of hybrid working model. If that was available to you, so let's say your employer came back to you, or an employer in the next couple of years, and said, you know what, Lisa, you can work from home 2 days a week, or you can come into the office 2 days a week and be a stay at home the next. Would that kind of part-time model suit you, or are you more committed to this now on block for the next few years?
I think I'm committed for the next few years, but I think, like what you were saying there, would be, which was what I was doing, which didn't work. I think it's the 9-to-5 element. I don't think it's necessarily the working from home, which does help. I think it's more the, even though I was working from home, I was still working on a 9-to-5 schedule. So calls were, you know, planned, and deadlines were scheduled and things like that. I think if that element of it was to change, then it would possibly work for me even now.
Right. So if it was more of a project or task-based role rather than a timelined kind of thing. Okay, well, we're getting texts in on this. Let me go to one first. In all the talk I've heard on the various channels about parenting during COVID, where are all the fathers? Well, I mean, I don't know. They are welcome to ring in here, 1890-453-106. Dad, come talk to me. You'll go live on air. Let me know about the stay-at-home dads. And I know there are lots and lots more of them at the moment. Another caller has said, this discussion really resonates with me. I'm a solicitor, but not currently working. I've 3 young children and my husband works extremely long hours and travels when it was allowed. I'm constantly being asked to attend returning to work events. There's no space for women who choose to be at home. I agree that when I say I don't work, that people think I've taken the easy route. I'm sure part of that is my own self-judgment, but the place of men and women at home is a significant role in my home. If I went back to work, I would need full-time help at least. And if any of those logistics fell apart, I would be the one to sort it out, not my husband, says that texter. Lisa, do you agree with part of that? How much of that kind of just about being just a stay-at-home it kind of is down to your own self-judgment? I mean, if you met a friend on the street you hadn't seen in ages and they say, oh, hey, how are you? What are you doing these days? How would you describe yourself?
That's something that I actually thought of when I was making the decision of how do I describe myself now? And like that, I always put the word just in front of it. Well, I'm just staying at home.
So you're
now
denigrating yourself, really, aren't you?
People absolutely shouldn't be doing that, because it isn't a just job. There's so much to it, and people belittle the role, but it's probably one of the most criticized roles out there. You know, you're criticized for everything. What your kids eat, how much screen time they're getting, are they getting enough exercise, what after school activities do they do? Like, the list is endless, and we absolutely shouldn't be belittling it, and I've been guilty of doing that in the past.
So would you think of approaching maybe somebody who is in a full-time job outside the home and has kids at home and is trying to do it all? Would you maybe say to them next time, gosh, I feel sorry for you. I'm in the lucky position that I've been able to do this. I'm only doing the one job. Or would you not be able for that?
I think you have that. This is the thing, is it's such a minefield. And I think everybody just has to be careful in how they're approaching it and things that they're saying at the moment, because people are in such kind of difficult positions. And like that, I suppose everyone's situation is different. I have a very supportive husband who is great, and the fact that he's working from home at the moment and me not working, it's working for us.
Yeah, it's about that teamwork, like, though, isn't it? I mean, you have to have all those elements. You know, if you don't have a partner, I think parenting is difficult enough at the best of the times. But for those parents who don't have a parenting partner or one that is disengaged, it is incredibly, incredibly difficult. Okay, text in here. I'm a stay-at-home mum, and it's a very insignificant job in the eyes of everyone. At the start, it was very acceptable, but as kids got older, you get the sense from people that you're lazy and unmotivated, and that goes from friends and family, including the father of kids. I wonder if they mean the father of their kids. There's nothing There's nothing, though, of the job that we do at home. Well, now, Lisa, you don't sound to me at all either lazy or unmotivated. You've clearly made the decision for the best of your children and your family in your circumstances. And isn't that really all that matters?
Yeah, I mean, it is. And one thing I would say to anyone who's, and I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that are in my situation at the moment where they're thinking, you know, it might be better for me just to give this up for a while, is that I did feel a lot lighter once I'd made the decision. I think nearly the to-ing and fro-ing in my head that I was going through in making the decision was much harder than when I'd actually
doing
made
of it.
I felt,
yeah. All
exactly,
right.
I felt so much lighter.
Okay. Well, listen, my thanks to everybody for getting in touch. Lisa Nolan for telling us your story. And we'll return to this later in the show. Now, earlier in the show, we were talking about stay-at-home mothers. I have to say, I thought initially about this was an old topic. There wasn't really anything maybe that COVID has brought a new angle to it. But we've had an overwhelming response. And one of those was Claire from Dublin. And Claire has called us in, joins us on the line now. Claire, you're very welcome to Lunchtime Live. What is your situation?
Well, I'm a stay-at-home mum, and I've been a stay-at-home mum for 15 years, which I suppose is quite a long time. So this is something I've mulled over. I'm so glad we're having a conversation about this, because I don't think there is enough conversation out there. And I don't want what happens sometimes when this conversation comes up, though, is that people pit themselves against each other, you know, the childcare stay-at-home parents versus the parents who go out to work. And I don't think there's any advantage to that, because I think everybody wants to do the best for their kids. And basically, this whole decision of whether to stay at home or not is just one big childcare issue that isn't getting talked about.
Well, indeed. And do you think then, Claire, that there are people, you say everybody wants to do the best by their kids, and of course they do. Do you think that for some people, that decision may be, if I'm out at work full time, I'm happier, I'm a better mom, and then I can come home and give them my full attention? You know, that's a different, I suppose, view than the one you took, but it's equally valid, isn't it?
Absolutely. I just think it depends on the job you actually have. I know in my case, it was that my husband worked very long hours. We didn't have any family here when we moved to Dublin. We hardly knew anybody, so the support network wasn't there. And I think supports are really important when it comes to trying to make a decision about your childcare. I don't think anybody ever really comes to the decision very easy. It's really kind of checks and balances and which you place the most emphasis on.
Yeah.
I think, having a community around you that can support you, as they say, it takes a village to raise a child. And I actually think it does, because the more support you have around you, the easier it is.
Yeah. And I suppose schools are a big help as well, because I know myself, when my children were very small and they began to go to school, there's that draw to deliver, to collect, to meet at the school gate, to go on committees, all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
What was the reaction from your own friend circle when you said to them that you were actually going to become a stay-at-home mom now?
Well, I suppose the thing about it is my situation was just a little bit unusual. I had been nursing for 13 years, and then I changed career. But so I went back and I did human resources, and then my father got sick. So kind of I ended up looking after him, and then I got pregnant quite soon after he passed away. So I never actually got the opportunity of going back into work, but that was going to be a difficulty as well, because I would have been starting off from scratch and then looking for maternity leave. So I knew that was going to be a difficulty, and it wasn't an easy choice. But I mean, I think that when I do say to people that I'm a stay-at-home mom, I do feel that there's very little social value given to being stay-at-home. Even in society, I think all carers are given very, very low value and very low status.
Yes, and we've seen, like, in terms of, you know, we call them essential workers, and goodness knows they have been throughout this horrible year that we've had. But, you know, they do number among the lowest paid, and indeed when it comes to stay-at-home parents, no paid in life. Now, Kira also got in touch on this topic. Kira, what's your situation? You're very welcome to Lunchtime Live.
Hi, thanks very much. It is an ongoing issue, I think, in our society. I'm at home nearly the guts of 12 years. I have two girls, and at the beginning, I just couldn't hand over my little, I just couldn't do it personally myself, hand over my little baby. And my husband travelled an awful lot at the time, and we didn't have a huge amount of support around us either. So, but one thing led to another, and we made a decision in our family, and we appreciate that it's different for, there's no one size fits all, but in this family, we decided that my other half is away loads, we had two young babies, and I just decided I didn't want to hand them over to anybody else. But I do agree with your previous caller in that some women need, an awful lot of women need to go to work just so they can come home and be a better parent. And I totally get that, because I've had days where I felt I absolutely need out of here. But the choice is that I do think that there's little societal value placed on it. And I do see the glazed, I used to see the glazed aisle. Oh, right, are you not bored? Do you not get bored? Right, and that was, when are you going back to work? And then the more our kids grow up, we said, you know what, this period is so short. We have 15 years in this.
Yeah.
And then they're gone. You know, ultimately, they don't want to hang out with you.
How much of that, though, I'm interested in that kind of response, people saying, are you bored? Because they're obviously thinking around small children and toddlers, and you don't get, whatever else you get, you don't get a whole heap of intelligent conversation a lot of the time. Do you think, though, there was a tinge of jealousy maybe in there? Do you think there are some women who are, and dads, who are working, but actually secretly would prefer not to have to?
I don't doubt that at all. And I don't think there's a one size fits all. I think there are an awful lot of mums out there who would absolutely love to be at home and doing the school runs, and for whatever reasons they can't. I think some people absolutely prefer going to work, and there's no issue with that.
Yeah.
But I did find in the early days when I was saying, no, actually, I'm choosing not to go back to work, I was like, oh, right.
Okay, and do you think
so? I know I felt a little bit judged, but I'm over it. Like, you know, you learn to grow with this, and you say, okay, well, I'm very confident in our decision, and I can see the benefits in our house these days.
Do you feel that maybe in the days when we used to be able to meet people in restaurants and maybe have dinner at home and all that kind of thing, was there a sense that maybe, and I don't want to put words in your mouth because maybe you didn't feel this, but was there a sense that people didn't know quite what to talk to you about? Maybe that sense that you've given up your job and therefore you really don't know anything about anything anymore?
There's no doubt about it. But I tell you what I did do. I made a decision because there was plenty of me that was a little bit mentally bored and wanting more outside the home, so I just got involved in anything on a community based level that I could give my knowledge and my previous experience of jobs to, and I just got involved and I met loads of nice people. I kept myself busy, I did what I could do, and you end up doing the jobs that you know I got fulfillment from, but that needed doing. And so kind of everybody won at the end of the day, if that makes sense, because jobs are being done within the schools and that needed doing unpaid work.
I'm
in a position to be able to volunteer my time and keep myself stimulated and challenged, give to my kids, be around my kids. But that worked for us.
So it's the best of both worlds.
I've learned over the years to be very careful.
Okay, well, listen, I'm of the view that there are whole swathes of the community out there that would not be running if it wasn't for people who've decided to stay at home, get involved in their community, take unpaid work, volunteer at things, turn up at things, stick their hand up at meetings because they can. Ciara, that sounds like a very positive experience for you, and I wish you well with your ongoing stay-at-homeness. Fiona also contacted us here on Lunchtime Live on News Talk. Fiona, you are very welcome to the show today. You also made a decision to become a stay-at-home mum about 5 years ago. Tell me what brought that along.
Well, it was a decision that we made between myself and my husband. It was important to us that one of us be at home with the children, because both of us were at home, had our mothers at home when we were young. So we made that decision. But when I handed in my notice at work, I really noticed varying reactions of people. You know, some people thought I was mad to be doing this, giving up my pension, giving up my career. Other people thought it was a wonderful and brave thing to do. The one time I was really doubting my decision, and I rang home, I was talking to my father, and I'll never forget his words. He said, if it's something that you can do, he said, you will see the good of it in your in the kids, and they'll thank you for it someday. Right. And my father actually died shortly after that, quite suddenly. But I have thought of his words so often over the last 5 years, often I'm trying to justify my role at home. I think back to his words, and I have to say that we can see the good of it in them, and we do, and they do thank us for it. And I probably thought at the time, oh, once they go to school, I'll get back to work. But do you know, I find now that it's actually when they're in school, they also need me, you know, to be there to pick them up, bring them home, hear their little stories, have dinner cooked with them. So, you know, your role changes as it goes on, yeah, and it just works well for us. But I often think when I'm trying to justify, in inverted commas, my role here, that I think back to my father's words, and they really
resonated.
Helped me to
helped you get on. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, listen, I really would love, wouldn't it be fantastic to get to the stage where we women did not have to constantly justify all of our decisions to all of the people, and we could just do what was right for us and not feel the slightest bit of guilt for it. All right, Kira, Fiona, and everybody else who contacted us on this, thank you very, very much for getting in touch. There was so much we didn't get around to. I'm sure it'll be covered again.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.